Hello, welcome to Small Wins. I'm your host, Yvan Delia La Victoire, and today is episode 30. 30 is a good number because what we're going to be doing or discussing today is reviewing the year that is 2023. I'm going to be using the month of, you know, November. We are November, so the end of November and the start of December to kind of look back at the year that was and start prepping for the next year. I know it's something that I usually do in December, try to look back at the good, maybe look at, explore the bad or see how we can improve from a few, I would say, L's that I took over the year. But in all is really about, for me, to build momentum as I go into the new year. So it's a great way, I think. The way I look at it is when I look at, I take the month of December to start prepping for the next year. It's always a good method because I like to say that, but I don't really enjoy that resolution mindset where you kind of have to list your resolutions for the new year because, as we all know, I think after a couple of weeks, those resolutions usually end up not being followed after a few weeks. So I'm trying to be careful and I use the month of December to really plan and to set realistic goals for myself and for La Victoire. So as we get started on, let's say, the review and the prepping of the new year, today, actually, I'm going to be sharing lessons from from 2023. Some big lessons, I think, that I learned over the year and that I plan on bringing into the new year. So let's start. So four big lessons. The number one is I realized that the addition by subtraction philosophy is something that I applied and really, really appreciated. I know, just to make a little recap on the year, but basically in the early year, so in February, I announced that I was closing the community platform. And honestly, that was a very tough decision to take. And also from a personal standpoint, it did really feel like I was letting go of something that I felt strongly about and that I was, I became attached to because I really believed in the project. So it was really difficult for me to make the announcement, but at the same time, I had to come to the realization that it had served its purpose. Obviously, I could have done a lot more to maintain it or at least try to rethink about how the community would grow. But essentially for me, from a personal standpoint, as a solopreneur, it was an important decision in the sense that it would at least help me try to move forward and build and try to build something different that would serve a purpose in the football space. So that was a big, I would say, lesson. And, you know, the way I look at it is that to have success, you kind of need failure. I don't know if that's something that's also on your mind, but basically, I think the word failure is something that is often kind of people don't want to use it, or I've heard people say, you know, failure isn't an option or failure isn't an answer. My opinion is a bit different. I'm not going to say that I appreciate failure. I respect failure because I think that's how you are able to build success afterwards. But for me personally, the act of kind of pulling the plug on a project is something that's very, very important for me and more as I move forward. But mostly because you have to take those decisions. And I think it's something that it's very, very difficult, especially, when you are coming from a place of passion, when it's something that you are so connected and that is, you know, bringing you some element of satisfaction and joy. Obviously, it's going to be difficult. So they're not easy decision. And for me, although it did feel like a great idea when I launched it, and it was, I realized in time that it wasn't something that I could sustain from a workflow point of view, and also from a financial point of view as well. So I had to do that important decision, and today I am grateful to have taken that decision. I had also to close, what I did also throughout the year is I had to close down a few other websites that I was running and kind of centralize all the different efforts I was doing left and right on really focusing on La Victoire and clarifying what La Victoire should represent in the future. So I'm still defining it, as you probably notice with the content and the episodes that you're hearing, but And I know that, you know, it will keep evolving, but right now I definitely have a better grasp on, you know, the place of La Victoire within the football space and the actions I need to be taking moving forward. So one of these actions that I actually took recently was to build and launch the Football Brand Starter Hub, which, to be honest, is a sequel from the community platform. It's I wanted to keep, you know, providing access, help others, you know, share ideas and, you know, give opportunity to people who love the game. And I think this hub is just a starting point for that. So I think that's important to note that, you know, although the community platform, you know, has closed down and doesn't really, I wouldn't say exist, yeah, doesn't exist, the hub is kind of the next step for La Victoire. And to be honest, maybe in a few years, there's going to be another step that's going to be taking over the Football Brand Starter Hub and so and so and so. So that was the first lesson. Big, big lesson. It's a lot to take, but that was a big, big lesson for me. Lesson number two from 2023 is learning to stay away from trends and, I like to say, shiny opportunities. I think that's also an ongoing process from my perspective. The way I view the football space is a space right now that's filled with potential and opportunities. And sometimes I catch myself wanting to, you know, want to do it all. And, you know, I'm very, very open-minded about ideas. So I'm just trying to get these new ideas, trying to get them done, and not really thinking if it's something that I really want to be doing or if it's something that is aligned with the vision of La Victoire or if it's simply, you know, a trend that I want to jump in early because I've seen other people do it or I've seen that it's something I should be, you know, I should be doing as a football brand. So, you know, I would jump into a new idea, start doing it and really maybe stop midway because I had found something else to focus on. So I kept doing that for a while. And, you know, when you look back, there's what happens is that there's a lot of unfinished or business and projects that are just laying in this like folder on an external drive somewhere that's just waiting to get done. So when I look back at it, I think it's more about kind of procrastinating and maybe perfectionism in a sense. But at the same time, you know, these projects didn't get done. So it didn't really help anyone in the end. So like I said, I think it's still a work in progress for me. And at the moment, I've tried to, again, centralize and really start focus on, you know, choose the one thing that's going to really help the brand La Victoire as a brand, and also people in the football space that are looking to build in the space as well. So it's really the way I see this is it's kind of weird because I think, you know, I offer digital marketing services to other businesses. And I do it consistently. I've been doing it for a few years now. And, you know, I like to think that I'm doing a good job. But I think when it comes to running the La Victoire brand, it feels like I'm just like improvising sometimes, or I'm just like picking at things that I think would be good to work with. Whereas when I'm working with a client or a bigger brand, I would say is I'll take a slower approach where I'm just, you know, putting the strategy in place and then making sure that the actions are always aligned with the strategy. So it's something that I don't know about you. So if you have that, maybe that mindset in your field or in your skill set where you're offering that skill to someone else or to a client and you're applying this like good method, but you don't really apply it to your own method, let me know. I hope I'm not the only one. If I am, then, you know, I'll have a bigger lesson to share in the next year. But overall, yes, the big one of the big lessons for me was to steer away from trends, try to, you know, and shiny opportunities is a good thing in a sense. There's going to be a lot of opportunities in the football space as we keep moving forward. But essentially, you know, as a solopreneur running a football platform, it's really about evaluating which opportunities are worth investing the time in, first of all, and also evaluating how feasible they are from your own perspective. So that's a challenge that I'm, a lesson that I've learned over the year of 2023. And I plan on, you know, learning from that and building on that in the next year. So lesson number two. Lesson number three is, that's an important one because it's basically it's reconnecting with football with elements of football that I really appreciate. And that, I'll clarify that, but essentially working in football, you know, working as kind of a football brand in a sense, you get so into it, or I get so into it, that sometimes you kind of forget why you love this game. So that's happened to me multiple times over the course of my career. And even if I tell myself that I won't be doing the same mistake again, well, if I don't do the same mistake, I'll end up doing it. So working in football is something that I strongly believe in, I really care about, because, again, going back on the opportunity and the growth of the game is something that I want to be involved in from a brand perspective. And it's only going to be bigger as we get closer to the 2026 World Cup. I'm speaking from a Canadian perspective, so I'm sure from an American perspective also it's the same or even greater point of view. But essentially, as I'm, you know, evolving in the space, I'm also very aware that now I still need to stay connected to the things that I enjoy about football. So for me, I think, you know, for me specifically, football is about human connection and kind of sharing time, sharing conversations and sharing culture with others. In my specific case, it's really about playing, competing to the best of my ability on the field, and really hanging out with friends and teammates before, after the game, or during the week as well. So I like playing pickup in a competitive manner. So you know, there's a bit of good energy as you're playing. There's a bit of banter. I really love that. And then the best part about pickup is the hangout that you're going to be doing afterwards. And for me, it's, you know, we're talking about coffees and hanging out for a few hours. And for me, honestly, I underestimated, but it's so important for my weekly routine, where I'm able to completely disconnect from whatever I'm doing. So whatever's happened throughout the week on the maybe work side, I can put it aside and really focus on just hanging out, having a good time, trying to compete on the field and really enjoy it for what it is. So I think, you know, if I'm going back on the playing of football, is, and as I'm playing, and you've probably heard it, it's very cliche, but I forget about everything. It might sound bad because I have a family, I have responsibilities, I have other things in my life that are happening. But honestly, when you're playing, it helps me so much to unplug, you know, for an hour, for 90 minutes, for how long, however long the sessions are. And I really can let myself go and really show my true colors on the field. So that's something that I've learned to appreciate. I've learned to really prioritize also in my weekly routine, where I know that, you know, if I'm going to be playing football, hanging out, you know, playing pickup, I know that it's time that is invested in my own football journey. Obviously, I think, you know, the challenge is all about kind of balancing everything. So balancing the ups and downs of running a business in football, managing your expectations about the reality of working at football as well. I think we tend to think that it's, you know, this easy, well, not easy, but this like super fun, super high energy, super creative space, where, you know, sometimes there's, you know, it's the reality of working in any sector or any business. So there's going to be these realities that are going to be, you know, maybe a bit put a damper on your expectations of what it should look like. But all in all, I think that the key for my perspective was to really go back to what I connect to in the game, stay grounded, stay connected to, you know, whether it's playing, attending games, and talking about it with friends. So that was another big, big lesson for me. Lesson number four was, I don't like to say this, but I think the biggest hack I found and I'm still finding out was to just get the work done. I come from a IT background, so I love finding new ways to automate things and ways to accelerate, you know, the way you produce content or the way that you're, you know, connecting this app with another app. So, and I know, you know, I don't know if it sounds like a hot take or not, but, you know, I've seen so much content about rapid growth and, you know, being successful, how to get to 25,000 subscribers in 7 days, When in reality, I think all these things kind of steered me away from what I really want to achieve, which is really helping human beings in, you know, enjoy their passion and try to build something from their a place of passion. It steered me away from speaking my truth, which is what I'm trying to achieve right now with this episode. It steered me away from getting real about my own goals in life. So it is something that I think, you know, when we talk about hacks and quick schemes and ways to accelerate growth, it might work for some people. It might work for others in the space. And if it does, like, hats off to you. But from my own perspective, you know, I spent a lot of time trying to find all these shortcuts and hacks and automations and all this, when I think the reality for me was that the easiest thing to do was just to sit down in my office and do the work and just do it in a consistent manner. So a lot of, you know, a lot of that comes from my ability to also to stay focused and disciplined in my approach. And I think that's the biggest challenge that I faced on a daily basis, mostly because of having worked in, you know, the digital marketing space, social media space, where I'm just, you know, a lot of it is kind of based on the instant aspect of it all, where posting has to be done regularly and you have to be kind of, you know, on your tiptoes, ready to react to something that's happening. So the biggest, I think, turning point for me was really to learn to tune out all these distractions when I had to put in the work and, you know, get back to it if I felt like it. I still enjoy using social media for the social aspect of it. So sharing kind of, like, you know, again, going back on the banter, I think that's a big, big part of my life with friends, or just sharing stories, getting in touch, staying in touch with friends, staying in touch with football friends who are miles, you know, thousands of miles away. And just, I think those platforms help us stay connected with what we want to stay connected with, in a sense. Make fun about things that are happening in football or anything else. And really, you know, for me, that's how it works. But at the same time, I need to separate that part from, you know, staying focused and doing the work. Is it hard? I would say yes. Is it perfect? It's not really perfect. Sometimes, you know, I know that I'll bring my phone next to me and I know that's going to distract me. But, you know, honestly, when I put my phone outside of my office, I leave it upstairs, it's probably the easiest method for me to kind of stay focused, stay disciplined, and do the work. So on that note, actually, I'll be announcing, you know, the release of a new workspace for football builders like you in a few weeks. So I'll, you know, definitely be on the lookout for that. It's something that maybe you'll find useful, especially if you're looking to start a new chapter or build something new in the new year, so in 2024. Obviously, if you're already crushing it, if you're already killing it in your own football journey, you might also find it useful to maybe just structure your ideas and try to maybe accelerate the way you are working. So that might be useful. So those are four lessons to recap from my year 2023. First lesson is having kind of a less is more approach to my work in a sense. Number two is steering away from shiny trends and opportunities. Number three was all about reconnecting and staying connected to what lights me up in the football world. And number four is realizing that there is no real hack other than just getting the work done. So those are four lessons that I learned in 2023. Next episode, I'm going to be sharing, I think, three or four big wins that I want to celebrate on an episode with you. So that's it for today. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love it if you just leave a star rating on Spotify or write a constructive, you know, positive, even if it's, you know, negative. I would love to learn more, but essentially leave a feedback on Apple Podcasts. That's how I get to improve this episode, this podcast. And it also helps others discover this podcast as well. I think that's a great method. If you are interested in building your football brand in 2024, I'd invite you to just check out the Football Brand Starter Hub. It's a Notion workspace that has now over 200, you know, stories, tools, now brands, templates also that you can access for to, you know, build inspiration, to develop new ideas, to see what's out there, to discover new brands. I think that's a great, I've noticed people really enjoying the brand showcase. So it's a great place there as well. But all in all, it's free. And there is going to be a link in the show notes for you to access it. So that's it for me. Keep building your football story. And by all means, don't forget to celebrate all your small wins and the big lessons as well. So take care. See you next week.